It is a mental health condition in which a person consistently shows no regard for right and wrong and ignores the rights and feelings of others. People with this condition tend to purposely make others angry or upset and manipulate or treat others harshly or with cruel indifference. They lack remorse or do not regret their behavior. On today's show, we will discuss and find out what this mental illness is called. Antisocial personality disorder. That is the focus of this edition of Expressions. And welcome to this edition of Expressions. I'm your host, Sierra Tavares Reyes. Today's topic, antisocial personality disorder. People with antisocial personality disorder often violate the law, becoming criminals. They may lie, behave violently or impulsively, and have problems with recreational substances. They have difficulty consistently meeting responsibilities related to family, work, or school. Symptoms of antisocial personality disorder include repeatedly ignoring right and wrong, telling lies to take advantage of others, not being sensitive to or respectful to others, using charm or wit to manipulate others for personal gain or pleasure, having a sense of superiority and being extremely opinionated, having problems with the law, including criminal behavior, being hostile, aggressive, violent, or threatening to others, feeling no guilt about harming others, doing dangerous things with no regard for the safety of self or others, being irresponsible and failing to fulfill work or financial responsibilities. Adults with antisocial personality disorder usually show symptoms of conduct disorder before the age of 15. Symptoms of conduct disorder include serious ongoing behavior problems such as aggression toward people and animals, destruction of property, lying and dishonesty, theft, serious violation of rules. Antisocial personality disorder is considered a lifelong condition, but in some people, certain symptoms, particularly destructive and criminal behavior, may decrease over time. It is not clear whether this decrease is a result of the effect aging has on their mind and body, and an increased awareness of the impact that antisocial behavior has had on their life or other factors. Causes. Personality is the combination of thoughts, emotions, and behaviors that make everyone unique. It's the way people view, understand, and relate to the outside world, as well as how they see themselves. Personality forms during childhood. It's likely shaped by inherited genes, as well as life situations and experiences. The exact cause of antisocial personality disorder isn't known, but genes may make you vulnerable to developing antisocial personality disorder and life situations, especially neglect and abuse, may trigger its development. Changes in the brain functions may have resulted during brain development. Certain risk factors seem to increase the risk of developing antisocial personality disorder, such as diagnosis of childhood conduct disorder, family history of antisocial personality disorder, or other personality disorders or mental health conditions. Experiencing abuse or neglect during childhood. Unstable or violent family life during childhood. Men are at greater risk of having antisocial personality disorder than women are. Childhood trauma. That is a topic we will discuss next, right after this break. We'll be right back after this. Welcome back. Childhood trauma. Antisocial personality disorder, or ASPD, is highly comorbid with emotional and physical abuse in childhood. Physical neglect also has significant correlation to ASPD. The way a child bonds with its parents early in life is important. Poor parental bonding due to abuse or neglect puts children at a greater risk for developing antisocial personality disorder. There is also a significant correlation with parental overprotection and people who develop ASPD. Studies have shown that non-abused, especially in childhood, individuals are less likely to develop ASPD. Those with ASPD may have experienced any of the following forms of childhood trauma or abuse: physical or sexual abuse, neglect, coercion, abandonment or separation from caregivers, violence in a community, acts of terror, bullying, or life-threatening incidents. Some symptoms can mimic other forms of mental illness, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, symptoms of upsetting or terrifying memories of traumatic events, reactive attachment disorder, little to no response regarding emotional triggers, disinhibited social engagement disorder, roaming off with people you do not know without caregivers being informed, dissociative identity disorder, the disconnection from self or environment. The comorbidity rate of the previously listed disorders with ASPD tend to be much higher. Cultural influences. The sociocultural perspective of clinical psychology views disorders as influenced by cultural aspects, since cultural norms differ significantly. Mental disorders such as ASPD are viewed differently. Psychopath. A psychopath is a term used to describe an individual who exhibits certain personality traits and behaviors commonly associated with psychopathy, a specific personality disorder. Psychopathy is characterized by a pattern of persistent antisocial behavior, lack of empathy or remorse, manipulative tendencies, and shallow emotional responses. Psychopaths often have a superficial charm and charisma that can mask their true nature. They may be skilled at manipulating and exploiting others for personal gain, and they often have a grandiose sense of self-importance. They tend to be impulsive, reckless, and have a disregard for social norms and the rights of others. One of the key features of psychopathy is the lack of empathy. Psychopaths have difficulty understanding and relating to the emotions and experiences of others. They may show a complete disregard for the feelings and well-being of others, often engaging in a predatory behavior without remorse. Sociopath. What is a sociopath? A sociopath is a term that has been used historically to describe an individual with antisocial behavior and a disregard for the rights and feelings of others. In the past, sociopathy was often used interchangeably with psychopathy, but the distinction between the two terms has become less clear over time. Some experts argue that sociopathy and psychopathy represent different degrees or expressions of the same underlying condition, while others consider them distinct concepts. Generally, when people use the term sociopath, they are referring to an individual who exhibits antisocial behavior and a lack of empathy or remorse. Sociopaths tend to have difficulties conforming to social norms and can be manipulative and often engage in impulsive and irresponsible behavior. They may have a disregard for the rights and well-being of others, and their actions may cause harm or distress to those around them. We'll be right back after this break.
It was a clear black night, a clear white moon. Warmer G was on the streets trying to consume some skirts for the E so I could get some phones. Rolling in my ride, chilling all alone.
Just hit the east side of the LBC on a mission trying to find Mr. Warren G. Seen a car full of girls, ain't no need to tweak. All of you search know what's up with 213.
So I hooked select on 21 and Lewis. Some brothers shooting dice, so I said, let's do this. I jumped out the rock and said, what's up? Some brothers pulled some, so I said, I'm stuck.
Since these girls peeping me, I'm gonna glide and swerve. These looking so hard, they straight hit the curve. Want to bigger, better things than some horny tricks. I see my homie and some suckers all in his mix.
Welcome back. Now let's talk about a different topic. Targeted individuals have always heard phrases such as these when we expose or try to talk about organized contract stalking. Take your meds. You need to go seek help. You're paranoid. You're schizophrenic. There are places for people like you. You are neurotic. Perpetrators will often try to say that organized contract stalking or gang stalking is a mental illness. Organized contract stalking or gang stalking is not listed as a specific disorder or diagnosis in the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Health Disorders. So perpetrators are often going to use that flawed logic to try to basically discredit targeted individuals from speaking the truth, so we will be overlooked and ignored in order to keep the program going. The people who have the real mental illness are the perpetrators. No true targeted individual has a mental illness. You cannot call someone mentally ill simply because you do not agree with them. And other times, when I go live on TikTok, I'm often bombarded with the question, What makes you so special? Or what makes you so important? When I talk about organized contracts talking. And with that being said, if a woman was raped, are you going to tell her, well, why would he rape you? What makes you so special? Or if you were robbed, are you going to tell, and you told someone, if you were robbed and you told someone that you were robbed, are you going to respond and say, why would they rob you? What makes you so special? Or if a child is SA'd, are you going to say, why would they mess with that child? What makes them so special? The same logic applies to this context. Crime happens. Crime is ubiquitous. It does not care if you are rich. It does not care if you are poor. It does not care if you are a celebrity. Nobody is above being robbed, raped, or murdered, or anything else for that matter. And anyone who performs such a malicious or heinous or criminal act belongs in jail. Criminals can do whatever they want to anyone at any time, and nobody is above and beyond. So if you think it can't happen to you, then you're next in line.
The Expressions Podcast has been brought to you by Anchor. Like what you just heard? Then please submit a small donation to sustain future episodes at anchor.fm/Sierra Tavares Reyes. Thank you.